G'day everyone, Ian here on a very cold, very, very cold Sunday evening here in Brisbane. I just checked the temperature and it was about 18 degrees, so it's freezing cold for us. I've even got a jumper on and I've got a blanket on. We've had these westerly winds blowing in that just brought some chill. And down south, back where I was last weekend on the Do Lectures, it's actually rain and snow expected overnight with minus one. And they'll be getting some snowfalls west of Sydney. And so it's actually getting really cold. The westerly winds that we get here in Brisbane basically come ripping up through the centre of Australia after picking up their chill down Antarctica way, and as they come up through the centre of Australia heading north, they then turn east, so they come in from the west for us, very cold winds, which normally don't arrive until August. So what the hell they're doing here in May, I don't know. Very unusual, very, very unusual. So we've had this cold snap the last couple of days, and everybody here in Brisbane's dealing with it in their own way. When the wind's around, it's so much worse than just having it cold. Beautiful sunny days. Yeah. Still a bit of warmth in the sun if you can get out of the wind, but other than that, it's cold. So our first taste of winter. So I'm just sort of snuggling up here on the couch and about to get into my book and continue reading it. And I'm feeling good. Actually, really good. Sort of jubilant, you might say. And part of the reason is because I've had this cold in the last week and I've been reflecting on the impact of that. It reminds me of, 10 years ago. I was working on, Star Wars or Stealth. I was working on this movie in Sydney. I rented a room and late one afternoon I started, as I was finishing work, I just started feeling a little bit off colour. Within 2 hours, I was laid up in bed. And as it turns out, I ended up getting influenza. I ended up getting the flu. It wasn't a cold. It was definitely the flu. Only time in my life I think I've ever had the flu, and it just nailed me. I was completely out of action for about 3 days. Just, the whole fever thing. Oh, just horrible. Horrible experience. Body aches, the whole shitting match. And I recovered from it. And even though what I've had in the last week has just been a cold, and I've just been laid wide a little bit, and I haven't taken it too seriously, I've had a similar feeling coming out of it. That is, I'm getting back to my old healthy self again. Yippee, oh hey, I'm feeling good. A little bit of a skip in my step. And I suppose it's one of the advantages of getting sick is as you come out of it, it's this relief to have it all working again. And I've often thought about that. There's, as you get older, you sort of wonder that there's going to be a day, one day, hopefully in the distant future, when you won't get better. What did Spike Milligan put on his grave? I told you I was sick. you can recover and you get sick and you recover and you get better and you get sick again and you keep coming back, don't you, for all of your life. But there is a day when you don't and it's all over. The worst injury I've ever had was I broke an ankle skydiving and I ended up laid up in hospital for a better part of a week. And then there was, the cast. I was in cast for 6 weeks and then there was a couple of months of rehabilitation. Eventually I came back. Oh, everything was good. Same sort of thing, this exuberance with getting strong and fit and healthy again. It's just so glorious, isn't it? And I've seen it in my parents as well. Mum, about 2 weeks ago, hurt her hip. And she was out of action, doing it really tough. And now that she's better, she's got a skip and a step. And Dad at the moment's got a bad back. And, I imagine he's struggling a bit. And I only spoke to him on the phone today. And he'll be going through the same cycle. We do this time and time again. But Mum was visiting her twin sister, who is going through the ultimate version, which is she's going down and it looks like she'll probably go down and out. And it's a little bit humbling to remember that that will one day happen to me as well. But for the moment, this little black duck's feeling really exuberant about feeling healthy again. Still not totally recovered from a little cold. Like I said, it's only a cold. It's no big deal. Still been functioning pretty damn well. I've had a good week, and as I've been feeling better and better as the weekend's been going. But I've been very gentle on myself. I haven't done any exercise for over a week now, so I'm sort of feeling a little bit toey. I went for a walk, probably a 6K walk today, just for the fun of it. I look forward to getting back into the exercise this week, if all goes well. But at my time in life, it's appropriate to be a little bit gentle. I don't push myself as hard as I did back in my 20s, and that's okay. So we're sitting on Sunday night, and I'm just listening to one Bernie Goldbach's mixed audio boo of After Midnight, and he's supplying the musical atmosphere in the background of this audio boo, if you can hear it. I haven't got it too loud. You may not be able to pick it up. So thanks, Bernie. Thanks, Top Gold, for that. I'll basically talk to you guys a little bit later in the week as things proceed. And hopefully I'll produce a few things for you now that I'm starting to get back to my cheery self again. Catch you later, everybody. Have a good week. I hope it all goes well for you. Bye-bye for now.